Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
St. Louis Conservative.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Annie, you okay? You okay, Annie?
Oh, Trisha in the house with us.
Heyo.
Heyo, Trisha.
Hey,
you
hi,
don't
Annie
look a
Crew.
Day older.
Thanks.
Than Tuesday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good birthday.
Happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you. I woke up a little bit older, but with a lot of gratitude. Mm. I'm super thankful and feel really good. So,
what did Ryan give you for your birthday?
I don't know.
Sushi tomorrow.
Yeah, on Friday when I work from home.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
Monday.
Genius.
That's a classic.
All right,
yeah,
sushi Monday. I'll hold you to that.
Where's the sushi come from?
Either Schnucks or Sushi Eye, which are both close to here.
Okay.
So better than a gas station.
It's up to Trisha. Well, you can, if you want a gas station sushi,
nah,
I buy
good.
It. But.
Made tomorrow.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
No, we were going to do the Polar Express. I was a little bit afraid to put Lil Butt on there. I thought he might have a meltdown and we couldn't get out. So we're going to wait and do that next year. We just went out to dinner and hung out. It was a nice evening. Calm.
How old is he?
16 months this week.
Do you have reason to believe that he would freak out on the Polar Express? Or, like, for him in particular, it's just like...
He's very much at that age where he will sit still in, like, a restaurant or any situation for about 4 minutes, and that's it. And then...
And that's a consistent
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know your kid.
Yeah.
We went last night.
How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Six.
Oh, we went right after you then.
Oh, I went earlier to avoid you.
We went after you to try to see you because
they were just chasing you around.
I was probably on the Ferris wheel while you were
pulling
out of the station.
That little like carnival park that's become.
If you are thinking about going to the Polar Express and you can swing it, you need to go. It is a inject it into my veins holiday kickoff experience. So if you know your kid is going to be like a hostage on a train. We don't.
That was our fear. We're going to do it next year. I've heard great things.
You'll love it. You should still go down and do the other things. You don't have to do the train.
The swings there are awesome.
They're kind of...
They're a little bit...
Bossy.
Yeah. They're a new version of swings that I've never ridden where they kind of go... They have kind of a swoon to
them.
It's
not just in circles.
No.
They go up and they go down.
It's pretty cool, actually.
That sounds cool.
All right. Annie, are you okay?
All right. Speaking of cool, Bigfoot researchers say Sasquatch possibly seen near Penn State.
No.
According to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, there's
what? Is that acronym?
BFRO.
Barfo.
Bifro.
Barfo.
Barfo. There's been a recent sighting near Penn State's main campus in Pennsylvania. Barfo is calling it a Class B sighting.
Class B?
Multiple.
Is that like the highest class?
I think A would
Club
be.
Barfo?
I don't know. A would be the highest.
Class A, and there's double A, there's triple A, and they're all higher.
That's
B
about,
is not that great.
Beers, bras, or batteries?
Talking about Bigfoot. I'm not talking about Bigfoot bra. What would you do if you did see that, though? I think that
I
was a Bigfoot.
Big bra.
And that thing was wearing lingerie.
Massive bra.
Yeah. What kind of siding was it? It was probably a D.
Triple D, according to Barfo.
Barfo has a rating for the size of Bigfoot chests only. It's a very narrow niche group.
Yeah, I think we need to get a closer look. Oh, it's definitely a triple.
Do you have any pictures?
Trisha.
Well, multiple witnesses, no pictures, claim to have seen the tall, dark figure crossing the road.
Wait, what?
Yes, it was a tall, dark figure. It crossed the road. Here's a quote.
Multiple figures saw it.
No, multiple witnesses saw the figure.
What did he do when he got to the other side?
Just like went into the woods.
Oh.
Okay, it crossed in front of the car, but I could still see some portions of the head above the car in front, the witness writes. It was a Subaru. I thought for sure there was there was going to be an impact, but it continued past the car towards the guardrail and whoop, right on over.
I like how we're doing this conversation. There's a heavy discussion in the YouTube chat about whether Trump is guilty in the Epstein files, but go on.
My question to you, Annie, is are you okay with Subarus?
You drive whatever you want. You fly that flag high.
That's a great question, Trisha.
Thank you so much.
This is a real honest question. Is there like a thing about Subarus? Like, something that is, like, I know what a Tesla offers. Is
it's
something
a Jeep
different?
Thing.
Is Jeeps have a thing?
I don't know that there's a Subaru thing.
I think there's a stereotype.
I think there's a little bit of like a crunchy granola.
Yes.
Like mountain
That's
bike.
That's what I was thinking really? Was granola. Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the stereotype that goes along with the driver of the car. Is there anything special about a Subaru?
Love.
Okay.
It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. Cha-ching. Send Ethan this check.
Please.
Ethan's like, I love Subaru.
Say it three times, it'll appear in the mirror.
Okay, so Timothy comments on the YouTube chat, Subaru is considered one of the safest cars on the road. I would think that is a selling point. That's what I was asking.
Thanks, Timothy.
Oh, thank you. Now we know. What's the safety rating on that car in that Bigfoot story? We need to know.
I don't have a problem with Subarus or their drivers.
Cool. AI-generated country song hits number one on Billboard chart.
Oh, boy.
For the first time in music history, an AI-generated song has reached number one on a Billboard chart. Ethan, will you play that, please?
This is it.
Been beat down, but I don't stay low.
This is not a real person.
Got mud on my jeans.
This track is titled Walk My Walk by a virtual artist known as Breaking Rust, and it is on top of Billboard's country digital song sales this week. The song first appeared on Instagram in mid-October, accompanied by AI-generated videos of lone cowboys and open highways.
But I ain't never been one to live in the past. I keep moving forward, never looking back.
Annie, are you okay with this song?
I can very openly and honestly say if I just heard it, I could judge it on the merits of it being a song. But the second I hear that this is not a real person, I'm disinterested completely.
Mm-hmm.
What if this was on the radio and you didn't know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I just came across it and it was mm-hmm. playing and I didn't know it was an AI voice, I might like it.
Oh, that's pretty catchy to me.
I'm just wondering if this is the future. Are we going to hear stuff on the radio and not know that it's...
100%.
How
it's happening. It's the present.
It's happening right now.
How do you experience this music? How do you go to a concert from a fake artist?
It'd be like going to a Fatboy Slim concert. He just goes up there and presses buttons. I mean, that's really what...
I don't have any context, but...
I don't either, but poor Fatboy Slim. Yeah.
I like Fatboy Slim. I'm just saying, his concerts were...
Yeah, you can really tell.
A little underwhelming.
Have you been to a Fatboy Slim concert?
I've watched them. I've watched a video and I was like, not going to that. He was all electronic. He just button.
Is he fat or is he slim?
He's slim. Hmm. But
he's a girl.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
No, so I don't. Confusing. I just don't know how you. It's not a performance, it's just a song.
There's nothing in it that attracts you to art because it's all.
And it's like an algorithm of stereotypes of country people and guys who sing like this.
What's amazing is this is the way I felt about country already.
Oh, well, you're rude. That's how I feel about you.
Dang it.
And now it's time to play.
There we go.
Man spends $560,000 on hyaluronic acid injections to develop fake 8-pack abs.
Ryan.
A Chinese influencer.
Show the people.
All right.
Show the people.
Oh, I'm sitting over here. Stop it, guys.
I'm not really going to do it.
A Chinese influencer.
Where do you put your 8-pack?
I don't have an 8-pack. That's the fallacy. Got a 6-pack.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And it is hardcore. You ever seen one of those St. Louis City soccer players' bellies? That's what mine looks like.
Nobody has ever referred to them as bellies until now.
Look at their tummies.
Look at those boys' tummies who are playing
their
game.
Their tum-tums. Don't ever say that again.
Sloshing around.
On air or off. A Chinese influencer revealed that 20% of his body now contains hyaluronic acid with injections to his shoulders, collarbones, chest, and abdomen.
But does he look good?
He looks all right. He's got an 8-pack. Despite warnings from experts about potential long-term consequences, he plans to
continue. Who cares about those? He plans to continue.
Got a goal of 10,000 injections. That seems extreme. While some view him as an inspiration for his unconventional approach to fitness,
what would he possibly inspire you to do?
What
could he? She said people look at him like he's an inspiration.
Oh, he's an inspiration toward people who want to become superheroes by injecting themselves with acid. Because I think that's where this goes.
Hyaluronic acid.
You know, normally there's an origin story and it takes place quickly. His is just very slow.
He's going to be
eventually
an Avenger?
He'll be radioactive and be able to shoot stuff out of his hands and have a 6-pack
or out of his 8-pack.
Yeah. Bah.
Other people are questioning the sustainability.
It's like Rainbow Bright
and health implications.
Care Bears. It's on their bellies.
Go on. Sorry, Trisha.
Are you okay with 8-packs?
Sure. I have no problem with a dad bod. Live a little.
What about a hot bod, though? You good with that?
A hot bod?
Yeah.
You approval?
I'm not unapproving of it. I just
like a little hot bod.
This is a good X's and Y's question. Since we've got two girls in here and two boys, I'm going to interject an X's and Y's segment inside this Annie, Are You Okay segment. But when it comes to being attracted to, it's hard, we're all married, but Trisha, if you see a man who is like our age, mm-hmm. and I'm a little older than you, but if you saw a man who is our age and they are like just totally jacked beyond jacked, I'm wondering what they're not doing while they're spending their time.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking just like good shape jacked? Or are we talking
No, I'm not talking fit. I'm talking like
bodybuilding.
8-pack.
Yeah.
Like missing their daughter's recital hot.
Mm. Yeah, no, too far.
It's not unattractive. I'm just thinking like that was a choice that you made. Mm-hmm. And it's a very visible choice that one makes. I don't know that it goes the other way for men who are looking at, I mean, women definitely, there's definitely, and there should be 100% an effort for women to lift and to strength build as opposed to just cardio all the time.
Yep.
I feel like men who want to build their bodies, this is an objective comment. I think society probably judges men who are doing bodybuilding more as an effort and vanity than they would women at the same age.
Yeah, but I think that there's a point in women's bodybuilding where it becomes so obvious that all of the effort has been put there that I think the same thing almost happens where you get judged for it.
How do you, Ryan, this is a serious question. I know there's no possible way on the face of this green earth that you're going to answer it seriously. But if you see a man who is your age, mid-50s, and they are jacked.
That's a joke in there.
Almost 60.
And they're jacked beyond jacked. And you're like in proximity of them. Like maybe you guys are kids on the same soccer team or something. Like you're just like living side by side lives. But he's crazy jacked. Does it intimidate you all? Does it affect you at all?
No, because you just walk around. So
here we go.
They pose a little bit. And you can tell that they're sitting a certain way. You know, you can see kind of their muscles if they sit like this. You just do the same thing. You just sit that same
just
way.
Just mirror them.
Whatever they're doing, you do it too.
And
you
then
show
what
the world. Well, there's a gap.
I was.
There's a gap between...
They're posing on the ladder.
People would make fun of me when I was in college. Because I would only date just the most unbelievable hot women.
You said without a straight face.
Yeah, and that's the end of that story.
Ethan, you're younger, so I would imagine that you have peers who are able to spend a lot of their free time in the gym and just work out or whatever. And you're fit, so how do you feel like at your age in your mid-20s? I mean, I would assume they're still like trying to get the girl. Maybe. So the effort is a little bit different, and the purpose, the intent is a little bit different in their 20s as in Ryan's 50s.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well,
I
was.
The funniest commercial we have. I'm sorry, Trisha. We support our supporters. Does it matter to you? Do you look at other guys who are spending a lot of time in the gym? Does it affect you at all?
No, I think it's good to have a desire to take care of yourself, to want to look good, but I guess what you're doing it for, sometimes you can get a little bit of an idea based on how much someone is doing it, and sometimes then I think it becomes is there an insecurity here going on, or is this...
Or
is
if
this,
like yeah. all of their conversations are surrounded by CrossFit. You ever done CrossFit, Ryan?
No, we don't. In fact, the rule is if you're in it, it's like Fight Club. So you don't talk about it.
So naturally, you don't do it at all.
Naturally, I don't talk about it or do it.
That would explain your 8-pack.
Yeah.
The YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Do you believe President Trump understands the affordability issues Americans are facing? We'll be right back. Talk my truth, I live my way,
ain't nobody gonna... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.